WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump from deploying National Guardsmen to Portland, Oregon. Here's Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson.
A district court judge finding that it's more likely than not that President Trump exceeded his authority. Here, the court found that the necessary factual predicates that allow a president to federalize the National Guard were not present. The court also found, as a result, that this could amount to a violation of the 10th Amendment and undermine state sovereignty.
Some residents of Chicago are making it clear that the Trump administration's expanded immigration crackdown is unwelcome. CBS's Tom Hansen has that.
Angry residents faced off against heavily armed federal agents. They held down some protesters and used tear gas against others. In a separate incident, one woman was shot and injured after what the Department of Homeland Security said were defensive shots.
The president's planning to send hundreds of National Guardsmen to Chicago. Elected officials, labor groups, and immigrant rights activists marched in Los Angeles in a protest Saturday against federal immigration enforcement actions, the government shutdown, and the Trump administration's economic policies. Labor leader David Huerta.
The hurt that right now and the cruelty that is being imposed not only on the immigrant community, but working people across this country.
The Gaza peace plan was supposed to bring peace to the enclave almost immediately. But CBS's Deborah Pata in Jerusalem says that hasn't been the case.
Following the qualified response from Hamas, the president told Israel to stop bombing Gaza immediately. The Israel Defense Forces announced it would temporarily halt its offensive, but not all the guns went silent. 20 people were killed and 30 injured, according to rescue workers, after a strike on a home in Gaza City.
Special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is traveling to Egypt for talks on the peace plan, which Israel has agreed to and Hamas has agreed to, but with conditions. A major drugstore chain is no more.
Rite Aid is closing all locations. That's according to a recent post on the U.S. pharmacy chain's website. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy in May, the second such filing in about 2 years. The website for the company now only shows a service to help former customers find a new pharmacy and a link to request pharmacy records.
CBS's Matt Piper. No big surprise here. Taylor Swift has sold 2.7 million physical and digital copies of her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, on the first day of its release in the U.S. It's Swift's biggest week ever. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddy Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and breezy tonight with a low in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, slight shower chance, and a high in the low 80s and windy. Much cooler next week. Highs in the 60s, although that's average for this time of year. Currently at 75 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the incomparable, the indefatigable Congresswoman Gwen Moore, talking all things shutdown and who really bears the responsibility. Hint, it's Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working-class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two of the big broadcast on this TGIF Friday, October 3rd, 2025. Here in downtown Madison, it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It's a beautiful fall day. Leaves turning colors, perfect. Well, it's a little warm, I know, but pretty much for me, perfect color. No temperature, no humidity. Got our October baseball Brewer t-shirt on, Yuke's jersey hanging up beside me. Zommers, I'm in a great mood, and after you spend a half an hour talking to Pam Yonke on the Midwest Farm Report, how could you be any in anything but?
Honestly, I was going to say, if you're asleep, maybe not. But even then, I feel like you'd wake up with a smile on your face.
Right. No, it's fantastic. She's great. I love everything about her. She's such a good-natured person. I've had the honor to know her over the years working in politics, because she's always covering agriculture events. And she's nothing but gracious. What you hear and see on the air is exactly the way that she is when you hang out with her or meet her in real life. Not that I've sat around, you know, drinking, watching Packer games with Pam, but I've been around her when she's interviewing people, talking to people when she's not, you know, quote unquote on the air. And she's exactly like that. And that's why one of the many reasons I have so much admiration for her. I know she's been a mentor from afar, in terms of you look at somebody like Pam Yonke and you're like, that's the way you do it. That's the way you treat people. That's the way you should be a good broadcaster, to be yourself, be authentic, and just have fun. And no one is more of a professional in broadcasting than Pam Yonke. So thank you very much, Pam. We appreciate you being on. We'll have her back soon. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, another great broadcasting professional. We're blessed today to have two of them, not just Pam, but also Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter here at Civic Media, is live in Milwaukee at AmFam Field. Going to talk Brewers baseball at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. We have our green and gold text win contest coming up, trying to sneak in a what's worse as well. But first of all, a couple of quick hits for you in terms of news. One serious from channel3000.com. I know on some of our stations talked about this locally. But I think it's especially in light of yesterday's time we spent on Department of Homeland Security and ICE bringing a Black Hawk helicopter in amongst other armament and people to descend upon an apartment building on the south side of Chicago, starting to hit closer to home. Not that dramatically, but still worth note. From Channel 3 WISC here in Madison, Madison police confirmed the presence of ICE in Madison yesterday. Madison Police Chief John Pedersen released a statement shortly after noon today saying that the department was made aware of the actions after ICE had already left the community. Central Hispano of Dane County posted on Facebook that 7 people were detained in a targeted enforcement operation on Madison's northeast side. The local nonprofit reported that the arrest took place at a single residence yesterday morning that ICE had targeted. Despite ongoing rumors of ICE activity in Madison, yesterday's incident is the first confirmed presence of ICE in Wisconsin's capital. From Central Hispano, they said, quote, Central and Voces de la Frontera are gathering verified information and providing support to impacted families, unquote. That from Central Hispano's press release put out today. So there you have it. Confirmation by the Madison Police Department that ICE is in Madison and has taken at least their first confirmed action here in the city of Madison. So be aware. As we said yesterday, if you think some of these things are happening in larger cities, are not going to visit Wisconsin, you're a little naive. So be aware. On the lighter side, from Wisconsin Rapids Tribune, no pennies, no problem. Here we go.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
What do you think about the penny? We've talked about the penny before
Don't
this show.
You know each cloud,
but if you haven't got a penny, no problem. Quick Trip is going to be rounding down its prices to accommodate for the end of penny production. The La Crosse-based company announced yesterday it will be rounding down at Quick Trip. All cash, that's the key, all cash purchases to the nearest 5 cents. Quote, as stores run out of pennies by location, and since the government has not provided guidance on how to proceed, all cash purchases at Quick Trip and Quick Star locations will be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents, ensuring a guest-friendly approach. According to the company's release, they said Quick Trip will continue this approach until a permanent legislative solution has been enacted. So there you go. But be aware that digital and card-based purchases will remain unaffected and will continue to be processed at the exact amount listed, but cash transactions will be automatically rounded down. As mi comadre says, cash is king. So there you go. If you're using cash at Quick Trip, you're going to save 5 cents, potentially,
well,
or four.
Up to four.
Hey, every cent counts.
Oh, it does. It does.
Every cent counts. Is it? News you can use here on a Friday as you get ready for your weekend. It is now 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play the final Civic Media Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. We have mercifully come to the end of this week. All right, here's how it works. Daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry up for grabs today. Then everybody is eligible for 1 grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. Green Bay home game, November 23rd, 2025 at 12 noon. Plus a gas card to get you to the game. It has a value of $1,550. Here's how it works. If you don't have it, go to your Apple or Android device to your app store. Download the Civic Media app. It's free, takes less than a minute. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. Open it up. First 10 stations are the ones that we are on. Open up one of the first 10. Click on one of them and open it up. It says in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text. Click on that icon. Now I'm going to give you a word to text in on the Civic Media app. Today's word, the final word for the contest, is team. Judas Priest. This is what this contest has done to me. I can't even spell team. Team. T as in Todd. E as in Edward. A as in Apple. M as in Mary. On the back of Luke Fickle's vest, it says team. Text the word team right now on the Civic Media app. T as in Todd, E as in Edward, A as in Apple, M as in Mary. Team is the word today. You have until 4 o'clock to get it in Civic Media's green and gold text to win multi-state contest. Buena suerte. I forgot I said that. See, if you're watching on the stream, people are saying, why aren't his lips moving? It's because I under threat of legal action from people on the 12th floor, I couldn't mess this up. And so I'm like, well, let's just pre-record it. So they asked me to play it straight, which is hard for me to do.
You know, but you got to do your best.
I did my best. So there you go. The word, our final word, team, T-E-A-M as in Mary, team. More words on Maggie Dawn's show after our show. And then Pete Schwab's show as well from 6 until 8. They'll have a new word on Nightlight and Maggie Dawn. So there you go.
Pete will have the true last word of the contest.
Yes. Pete will have he'll have the final word, as they say. All right. Lots to get to. Let's do this one quickly because I want to make sure we get this in. If you are somebody that you love is dealing with Alzheimer's, if you've been associated with it, dementia issues like our family has, do me a favor. Go to the WMDX, our flagship station here at Civic Media in Madison. WMDXradio.com. WMDXradio.com. And find the Alzheimer's link on the image carousel. It should be the first image showing when you go to WMDXradio.com. Click on that on Join Us in Giving. On that image, join us in giving. And that'll take you to our page for the Alzheimer's.org walk coming up this weekend on Sunday in Madison at Warner Park starting at 10 a.m. We've set a modest goal of $1,000, already halfway there. WMDXradio.com, find the purple Join Us in Giving image on the carousel. Click and sponsor our walk for Alzheimer's. Several of us here at Civic Media have been touched, our families, by Alzheimer's or dementia. I, unfortunately, am out of town, Alzheimer's, this weekend, but I know you're going to be representing the show and you're participating on Sunday.
I'll be there. Dom is going to be there, producer of the John and Gordy program.
Dominic Lee, the Italian Stallion. Go ahead.
Gordy, of the aforementioned John and Gordy program,
he's,
I believe.
He's an older racehorse, but, you know, but in his prime, you know. But
several other people will be there, though. Yes. And if you want to join, you can go to that same link. It'll give you the information of where you can meet, where you can sign up to join us and walk. But that is Sunday morning. The walk starts at 10. If you show up early, you can register and come with us.
They're really good cause. And if you can't make it out there to Madison, you still want to help us out, not just help us out, but really help out the Alzheimer's organization, you can go to WMDXradio.com and click on the purple image there and join us in giving. So do that. Give what you can. $1, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can afford. It all adds up to help the fight against Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, I mean, Dominic Lee, he's fresh out of college, an Italian Stallion. He's Italian. He's from Chicago. An Italian Stallion. Gordy and I, we're kind of like the glue horse, the glue factory horses.
Oh boy.
We've been around for a while. I put myself in the same category, you understand? All right, you have time for the thing or we got to come back? We got time for the thing.
We got time.
Let's open it up. Time once again for what's worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for what's worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, unlike the other thing. This is just your opportunity to have your voice heard. All right, here we go. This is for Pat Kreitlow. Join Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 on select stations of Civic Media. I hope one of yours has been selected. This is for Kreitlow because today's category, what's worse, smooth jazz or yacht rock? Yacht rock. What's worse, smooth jazz or yacht rock? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
Got some smooth jazz from Kenny G. It's a moment.
He's dialed up Kenny G to take us out. 855-752-4842. What's worse, smooth jazz or yacht rock? Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Earth Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
Sailing out on a calm Lake Wasota today. Keep it going, Zombies. With a the best non-bar brandy old-fashioned suite in Wisconsin in his hand. Taking in the fall spirit, the team spirit. The one, the only, Pat Kreitlow. This is what Pat listens to when he's on the pontoon boat on Lake Wasota. And I think it's fantastic.
Little, of course.
This is yacht rock.
Yeah, this is Christopher Cross sailing, which is your sister's favorite Christopher Cross.
That she has had on. So the what's the worst category today, smooth jazz or yacht rock? Heather is saying Kenny G is way worse. I love yacht rock. Give me Christopher Cross all day long. Well, there we did. We did it. What else? Joseph watching on YouTube says yacht rock is great comfort fun, both as a solo listen and as a group concert experience. Smooth jazz is
oral anesthesia.
Oral?
So like,
but that's not how he's...
That's aural. Aural, like ear, audio related. Yeah, it's different. Not oral, O-R-A-L. Aural, A-U-R-A-L.
It's a good thing it's Friday. Joseph says, yacht rock favorite? Toto's Africa. I didn't know that. Was that considered yacht rock?
Sure really? Is. Right. Hold on. Let me pull up yacht or nyacht and right. Double check, but I'm pretty sure.
While you're doing that, I'm going to give away. I'm going to give folks our green, and gold multi-state text to win word of the hour. The word is team, T-E-A-M. Text it right now for the chance to win fabulous cash and prizes. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, Todd, interesting method in spelling, because I spelled the word earlier. I said T as in Todd, E as in Edward, A as in apple. And Kurt writes, not Andrew, Andy? And then you say M as in Mary? I don't know why. Now I'm being criticized about words I associate with letters? I don't know, Kurt. But I get you bring up an interesting point. Maybe I don't know enough Anns and Andrews and I don't know. The word is team, T-E-A-M.
Quick update on the Yacht Rock status of Africa by Toto. Mm-hmm. So Yacht or Nyacht.com is a website that categorizes a bunch of songs that could be considered Yacht Rock onto how purely they fit the genre and mm-hmm. or otherwise. Number one, like 100%, the only one that scores 100% Yachtsky is What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers. But Toto... Africa has a 93.
There you go. Very high. What's worse, smooth jazz or yacht rock? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our old friend Rob Wheat texting in, listening to WRCE in Richland Center and down the beautiful city of Monroe, Wisconsin. Rob says they're the same. Really? They're the same? Oh, later he says, but smooth jazz, if I got to pick one, is worse. All right, very good. What else? Edward. I guess that was the wrong text there. What else we have for text here? Len in Madison listening on WMDX. What's worse is smooth rock and yacht jazz. Our very own Catherine Lake of the aforementioned John and Gordy show here at WMDX says, I wonder if Kenny G yacht rock or smooth jazz. Oh, I wonder whether I'm not sure what she's saying.
She's asking, is Kenny G, which one is he? And he is smooth jazz. The graphic we have has smooth jazz with a picture of Kenny G and yacht rock with a picture of Christopher Cross.
All right, very good. What else? Yeah, Cam and Appleton, Baker Street is jazz. No, I'm not sure about that one. Brett in Brown Deer says, just name yacht rock makes me want to hurl. Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center. Smooth jazz is good, but it's way worse compared to yacht rock. Don't let Steely Dan hear you call it yacht rock, though. Fagan will yell the F word at you. Really? Wow, some very strong opinions here.
Steely Dan is a very particular band.
All right, let's go quickly to the phone line. Our old friend Gordy Kopke down there at Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our great sponsors at Civic Media. Check him out for all your fall pumpkin and plant needs in the town of Dunn, outside the city of Oregon here in Dane County. Gordy, smooth jazz or yacht rock? What's worse?
Well, music is subject to frame of mind, and there are some times when one is preferred over the other. It's really hard to choose because they're both easy listening and as I say, state of mind. But I wanted to thank you for that wonderful interview with Pam.
Sure.
I was out on my tractor cutting my fifth cutting of hay. I never even get four cuttings.
Right.
But this year, because of all the rain and all the heat, and now here we're getting August weather in October, so I thought, well, I'm going to get my hay mower and see what's out there. So that's what I was doing while you were on the phone with Pam.
Well, that's cool. Hey, thanks, Gordy. Appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being one of our great sponsors. Gordy Kopke down there in the town of Dunn. What's worse, smooth jazz or yacht rock? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Brand new caller on MDX. Didn't leave their name, but they say smooth jazz is the worst. All right. Very good. Edward calling in or texting in. I guess they're talking about me. Says, this person is pathetic. Please let a better person write in the day for the next 3 years. Well, tell us how you really think, Edward.
I am pretty sure that was actually directed at the president. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I'm looking at the other text. We'll clarify that later.
I don't really care, but I mean, you know, a lot of people think I'm pathetic. But that's fine. I'm having a great day. Matt Middleton says smooth jazz is worse as it's more common and annoying. Zomers, what's worse?
I got to say smooth jazz. Not much time to elaborate, yeah. But I like yacht rock.
I would say smooth jazz as well is worse. All right, stay tuned. What's better is our great sports reporter, Mike Clevins, talking Brewers, Packers, Badgers, and more. Don't go anywhere. Farm News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for matinee on air. 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to matinee on air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in Oregon has blocked President Trump from sending National Guardsmen into Portland. Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson.
This is just a temporary restraining order. This could change, but at this point, the court is saying that she finds it's more likely than not that the president exceeded the scope of his statutory authority.
The governor of Illinois has refused the president's demand that he deploy guardsmen to Chicago. A big protest and march by elected officials, labor and immigration rights groups in Los Angeles. Labor leader David Huerta.
The wealth that's being transferred from working people to millionaires.
Negotiations will soon be underway in Egypt on a peace plan for Gaza. CBS's Deborah Patta.
A U.S. official has told CBS News that Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner will travel to Egypt for talks.
Israel has already accepted the Trump plan. Hamas has done so, but with conditions. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night. Just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a two-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have six episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for six seasons, and the new iteration. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for matinee on air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and breezy tonight with a low in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, slight shower chance, and a high in the low 80s and windy. Much cooler next week. Highs in the 60s, although that's average for this time of year. Currently at 75 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabe. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30 seconds.
I'm giving you right now.
What does the Fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what does the Fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, book bans have not gone away, but we tend to forget about it. We're going to talk about book bans and what that means for our children. Please join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Fired up. I mean, they've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. So it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that. But it's going to be a fun atmosphere, I know that.
That's Craig Counsell of the Cubs. And you better believe it, Counsell. The Brewers do have the best team in baseball. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Brewers are going to take it to them. I'm excited. Got the October baseball shirt on. Got the Euchre jersey hanging up here in the studio. Great work. Zomers on the board. Blister in the Sun featured in that great film by our friends Sean Hannish and Kelly Call. Just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Check it out if you haven't seen it already. Apple TV, Amazon Prime. What else is Tubi now? It's on Tubi.
Yep, I Roku think it's still channel. On the Roku channel. Roku channel and Tubi are free.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And here to talk about not just the Brewers, Packers have a bye week. The Badgers are going to go to Michigan and get spanked, in my opinion. But here to cash in on the excitement of Brewer fever, he's caught it. Nobody covers it better than our own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, who joins us live from Milwaukee. Mike, how are you?
Todd, I just texted you a picture. because there's writers in the press box, and then there's network crews here from TBS.
Look at that.
Setting up stuff. We've been here since 11 o'clock this morning. And now the Brewers just took to the field for BP. And then the Cubs will be out here at 5:30. We're going to talk to Counsell here in about 25 minutes. So I'll be going downstairs. But you know something? Because you remind – see, I've told you before, I got hired by TV18 – in August of 82,
wow,
about 21, 22 years old, still at UWM. Mm. I lied on a few things, okay? I lied.
You just exaggerated. It's fine.
I got it. Oh, sure, I've done that. Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I looked older at the time, but I was a producer for Mike Keegan, the former ball player for the Brewers and the Reds. Mm. And Steve Shannon was the play-by-play guy. And so I got to cover all those World Series games that Just a Bit Outside is all about.
Is that
and
crazy?
So today to see this nice warm October day, it's already October,
yeah,
and there's still baseball here. I'm telling you, I got goosebumps. I mean, I know these guys have been, it's like Mark Antanasio just told us here about 45 minutes ago. He did a press conference with the GM, Matt Arnold. He says, yeah, I bought the team 21 years ago. They'd had 12 losing seasons. We've been to the playoffs 8 of the last 9 years. Yeah, I'd say I've been a good custodian. So, but then to see the Cubs hold on even after, you know, they were beating some of the Padres,
right,
and they got a really bad call.
A really bad call.
Strike call. Oh man, the Cubs are here, and yeah, then this thing gets going tomorrow. First time ever that these two teams obviously have faced each other in the postseason. I mean, you can't ask for a better script.
No, you really can't. Well, I'll get this in quickly because the game is being carried on many of our stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network, including WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. First pitch tomorrow on Saturday for the NLDS at AmFam, 1:08 in the afternoon pregame show, just after 12:30. And you can hear it on all those stations over the air. Cannot stream it on the app, but over the air. Mike Clark.
So turn on the radio.
Yeah,
turn on the radio. Jeff and Lane will do the play-by-play and get you all the inside stuff like that. But if you're not lucky enough to get tickets to this thing, it's going to be on either TBS or, I guess, HBO Max. And I was joking with a guy yesterday. I said, you know why the game's starting at 1:08? Because it's going to take 8 minutes to find the flipping game on your cable channel.
You're right about that. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but I want to play, and this appeared in my timeline here, I think on Twitter last night, and this was put out by the Brewers a few years ago. And if you're a Cubs fan, I want you to listen really closely and think to yourself, if you're a Cubs fan, is this the guy that you want leading your team into the NLDS tomorrow?
I don't know you. I don't know your story, your background, what you do for a living. And yet, I do know you. I know how your eyes lit up the first time you walked into County Stadium. I know how as a kid, you dreamed of being Robin Young. Wanted nothing more than to one day wear that Brewers script across your chest. I know that every summer you stay up late listening to Mr. Baseball on the radio.
Strong! Him out swinging!
I know that you'll never forget October
10th, 1982.
Or September 28th, 2008.
And there's a drive in the left field!
October 7th, 2011.
So it goes on from there. If you don't recognize the voice, that is former Brewers player, former Brewers manager, and the current Cubs manager, Craig Counsell. Mike Clemens, this guy, it's in his soul. If you're a Cubs fan, aren't you like, is this really the guy that we want leading our club tomorrow?
And, you know, he's reading a script, by the way, given him to by PR, right?
Right.
That's, you know, that's Brewers Productions. Listen, he and Stearns left after the Heater trade, man.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on. And you know, he stayed here two more years, filled out his contract, walked out the door, wasn't going to say anything. They'd lost in the playoffs. And, you know, whatever happened, it happened in the next 48 hours after that. But the Cubs were waiting at the minute that they could call and meet him and bring him in. And then, you know, they opened up their books and showed, hey, here's how much money we'll spend. Here's how much payroll that you'll have. You know, the kinds of players you can acquire. And, you know, he'd had enough of this here. But what's amazing is that, how do you have this continuity? How do you end up having 97 wins with a bunch of these kids?
Yeah.
I mean, kids. Isaac who? Caleb what? And here you have the best record in baseball. And that's just the beauty of this story. The Mets are sitting at home watching this. And they spent three times as much as you did.
Yeah.
And today I got to ask a question, Todd. I've been asking a while. It's not like you can, you know, go up to Mark Antanasio and talk about this anytime. But I said, you know that anybody watching baseball this year, and when they watched a Brewers game, the average fan is saying, where do they get these guys?
Yeah.
Where do they get these guys? There's a dozen guys out here that we didn't know who they were. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski.
Yeah.
Where did they get these guys? And I think they came in with a plan where they said, we're not spending $300 million or more on a bunch of, you know, washed-up veterans in their 30s. We're going to get hungry kids in here, and we're going to take that money and put it into scouting.
Yeah.
And we're going to find the next Jackson Chirio out of Venezuela or, you know, all parts of the Western Hemisphere. He deferred to Matt Arnold and said, oh, I hired good executives. And then I try and say no,
try not to ever say no when they ask me for things. But you know, I know that Doug Melvin said this. And see, these guys, they still are playing their cards close to the vest. Doug Melvin, before he retired as GM, he said, our department is like almost tripled in the time that I've been here. So I think they put it in more scouts in the field and more recruiting that way to get in these younger ball players rather than put all that money on one ball player who's, you know, out on the 15-day IL.
Mike, I talked to Mike Clemens here, a great sports reporter from AmFam Field in Milwaukee. Mike, I still want to touch on the Packers and the Badgers a little bit. But quickly, get your sense from somebody who's in that clubhouse all season, who's been around these guys. Pat Murphy, the great manager, who I think should be named NL Manager, not Baseball Manager of the Year this year. But we had Brady Ewing on the show, former Badger NFL player last week. And I asked him about Pat Murphy's comments that he made to Bob Costas on the Major League Baseball Network here a week or two ago, where he said it really comes down, Murph did, to the who. To the who. And we have the right guys in this clubhouse. But as someone who's been in the clubhouse, Mike Clemens, is that real?
This is a story I'm going to ask Murph about tomorrow in the pregame if we have a chance. This is where, you know, sure, there's analytics involved, right? And developing and all that. But this is where you still need a Pat Murphy to push the buttons during a game. They're playing Cincinnati. They're trying to keep that 14-game streak alive. It's a Saturday night, and the Reds are desperate to come back. And the Reds made it into the postseason.
Yeah.
And he goes to Andrew Monasterio and says, are you ready? Two or three times during the game, he says, are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? And then in the 12th inning, in overtime, he puts him in. He throws in the pinch hitter when they least expect it, and the kid hits one out of the park, and they win the game.
Yeah.
That's Pat Murphy. He's working the kid. He's playing with his mind and says to him, are you ready to do something great? And he does.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's just incredible. I can't imagine being in your seat, getting to see it from a front row there. It has to be absolutely great. Again, Brewers pregame show around 12:30 on many of our stations. First pitch against the Cubs at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. You can see it on, as Mike said, is it TBS or TN? What one of those Turner stations? I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen to the radio. You can see it's the Fox Big Noon Saturday broadcast from the Big House in Michigan. Pregame on the radio on many of our stations starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. It is Wisconsin at Michigan. Is there any hope, Mike Clemens?
Now, you know, that Wisconsin State Journal had that stat this week that so far, Danny O'Neill, the Badgers quarterback, has been sacked 13 times.
Yeah.
That's more than they had all last season. Wow. They've got troubles with that offensive line, man, and injuries as well.
Yeah.
And now they got to go against Michigan tomorrow at the Big House. It's not good.
No.
It's not good.
I'm actually nervous that they can win another game this year. I'm not trying to be all Debbie Downer, but I mean, they've got to change a lot of internal things. Let's go quickly, about a minute and a half left here, Mike Clemens. Packers, I'm telling people, I'm saying I'm not freaking out yet. I'm trying to hone Aaron Rodgers a little bit, relax. But boy, just like the Badgers, the way the Packers lost in Dallas, Mike, wasn't as bad in person as it was on television.
No, and here's the difference. At one point during the Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers era, Rodgers says, look, I can't wait for you to give me plays. Matter of fact, it happened to him in the year that they won the Super Bowl. They lost a game they should have won in Washington because of the last minute or two coming down the field. So they let Aaron call the plays during the two-minute drills. And the Packers have continued to have great two-minute offense, better than most teams in the league, even under LaFleur, and now Jordan Love. I think this is going to get to a point where Matt LaFleur is going to say, I got to give the keys to Jordan Love. Let him run the offense the last 2 minutes so they don't have the mistakes like they had last Sunday night in Dallas.
Whose call was that at the end to take it down to 1 second? Was that LaFleur or Love?
No, the fact is I had two players and one on record, a tape I sent you from Josh Jacobs, who said, I don't think half our guys know where we're supposed to be in 2 minutes.
And, my God.
And I mean, that's either a miscommunication from the quarterback or the fact that you've got two or three new guys on the offensive line that don't get it. That, you know, dude, we're in warp speed, as right. LaFleur calls it. Get your ass up to the line. Let's get the next play going.
Mike Clemens, nobody does it better. Thanks for taking time, my friend. You can hear all of his great reporting all weekend long on both the Brewers and the Badgers right here. Thanks, Mike. Have a great time tonight.
Thanks, Todd.
Yep, you're welcome. Come on back. We'll wrap it up after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So, you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just, do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable words.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This ain't coming from no prophet, just an ordinary man. When I close my eyes, I see where this world shall be when we all can pay.
The Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 7 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Get you up. That's a great song. Garth Brooks. Great message. We all shall be, we shall be free. Going to talk about that. Going to hear from Garth. He's speaking out. Going to hear from him in just a few minutes here. But first, some breaking news here at this hour. According to CBS News, Hamas has agreed to parts of Gaza's peace proposal outlined by President Trump. Hamas said this afternoon it has agreed to parts of the ceasefire and hostage release deal that President Trump outlined earlier this week. A source familiar with the talks told CBS News that Hamas is ready to enter further negotiations. A U.S. official told CBS News that the United States views Hamas's response as positive, though there are details that still need to be hammered out, such as the decommissioning of weapons, which may begin as soon as next week. Hamas said in a statement it is willing to release all living hostages and the remains of deceased hostages, quote, in accordance with the exchange formula set forth in President Trump's proposal, unquote. So it's still a breaking story. I'm sure Maggie Dawn will have more of this on the Maggie Dawn Show following our broadcast. But at this hour, being reported by CBS and multiple agencies that Hamas has agreed to parts, large parts of the Gaza peace proposal as outlined by President Donald Trump. Of course, the devil is always in the details, so stay tuned to that. Also, another the national news media, rather than focusing on what's happening in Chicago with, you know, ICE and Department of Homeland Security attacking apartment buildings, they're obsessed with Sean P. Diddy Combs. Well, it's happening right now, breaking news. Sean Diddy Combs has been sentenced to over 4 years, 4 years and 2 months for prostitution-related charges. Having served about 12 months so far, that would keep him in jail for another 3 or so years. Prosecution was seeking more than that. The defense was basically saying let him out. Apparently, by reporting earlier today, he was so arrogant as to book a speaking engagement, I think next week. In Florida,
I am unsurprised.
In Florida. So P. Diddy, that ain't going to work out so well for him. So I believe we're caught up on the breaking news. The government, by the way, is still shut down. Lawmakers are taking up. By the way, the lawmakers, people like Ron Johnson and Glenn Grothman, Scotty Fitzgerald, Tom Tiffany, Derek Van Orden, still getting paid. Still getting paid. Still lifetime health insurance. All right, Maggie Dawn is next. She'll have more on this breaking news and other news of the day. And then Pete Schwabe after that. Text to win, go for the green and gold. Text to win contest. This hour, 5 minutes left. Our word right now is team. T-E-A-M is a Mary. Team. Text the word team right now to the Civic Media app. Want to leave you with this. Little Garth Brooks speaking out on his upcoming tour. He'll be at Summerfest next summer. And here's what Garth Brooks has had to say about some of his songs and standing up for inclusion.
Let's address two things on it. One is diversity, inclusiveness. That's me. It's always been me. We got the same kind of thing on We Shall Be Free. People, you know, wanting to burn our stuff. And so I get it. Everybody's got their opinions. But inclusiveness is always going to be me. I think diversity is the answer to the problems that are here and the answer to the problems that are coming. So I love diversity, all included, so all are welcome. I understand that might not be other people's opinions, but that's okay, man. They have their opinions, they have their beliefs, I have mine. Second thing though, just let's talk about being a bar owner. I'm a bar owner now. Are we going to have the most popular beers in the thing? Yes. It's not our call if we don't or not. It's the patron's call, the bosses, right? Bring them in there. If they don't want it, then I got to go to the distributor and say, hey, man, your stuff's not selling. And then the action gets taken, right? But the truth is, it's those people in those seats that make those decisions. And that's what Friends in Low Places is going to be. So here's the deal, man. If you want to come to Friends in Low Places, come in. Come in with love. Come in with tolerance, patience. Come in with an open mind. And it's cool. And if you're one of those people that just can't do that, I get it. If you ever are one of those people that want to try, come. Let's go have some fun, okay? So I don't know how to explain it any better than that, other than what was just said. So we good? Good.
There you go. So are we good? Good. Garth Brooks not making it complicated. Hey, this is what I am. I'm not changing. Everybody's welcome at my concerts. Everybody's welcome at my bar. And if you want to be part of that, join us. And if you don't, hey, that's fine. You do you. But I'm not changing. And the way that he puts it out there, not confrontational, not calling anybody names, but just drawing a line saying, I'm not going to change. And I think we need more of that in these times like we have now. Don't have to be an ass about it, but just say, this is who I am. I'm inclusive. I like everybody. And we're going to keep playing our music. Going to keep doing our show. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn's next, followed by Pete Schwabo. They'll have two more words for you in the Text to Win contest. A minute left to do team, T-E-A-M, for our word today. And also, don't forget, the Badgers play tomorrow at Michigan. Maybe they can pull off the upset. I hope so. Pre-game show on Civic Media's network at 9 a.m. And Brewers taking on the Cubs for the NLDS Game 1 starting at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. Have a great weekend. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and play a little Garth Brooks for you as well. See you on Monday.
We shall be free.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There's been a glitch in President Trump's plans to mobilize National Guardsmen and send them into a western city.
U.S. District Court Judge Karen Imrigut issued a restraining order temporarily halting President Trump's orders to federalize 200 National Guard troops and send them to Portland to protect the Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. In a 30-page opinion, Imrigut issued a sharp rebuke of the president's authority, finding he violated the 10th Amendment, which reserves police powers to the states. She wrote that Portland's protests are not a rebellion, nor do they pose the danger of one. Adam Yamaguchi, CBS News, Portland.
The president's called Portland war-ravaged. Oregon officials and Portland residents dispute that characterization. And there's been a development in Chicago where Trump has also said he'll deploy National Guardsmen. Here's WBBM reporter Mike Krauser.
The governor said the Department of War gave him